So if we are intellectual and are attracted to intellectual things, why then are we still attracted to sensual things also? Isn't the intellectual level higher than the sensual? Answer, the two are not exclusive. Although sometimes we say there is physical, mental, intellectual, egoistic and spiritual. We give a hierarchy of pleasures. But it is not that we are situated at only one level of pleasure. You know, we have examples. Stephen Hawking is considered one of the most brilliant scientists. And he is physically very challenged. But still he had an affair with his nurse. And he got a child through that nurse also. And Einstein, he was married, but he had a long affair with his cousin. And then eventually, so basically it's not necessary that people who are intellectual will not be sensual. Sensual desires come as spikes, and when they come, they can drag intellectuals down also. So the intellect alone is no guard against sensuality. Intellect alone. They can sometimes, if they get intellectually absorbed in something, they can even forget food and sleep. But when the desires, they're not intellectually absorbed like that 24 hours a day. And often for them, they don't also have any very well developed moral sense which makes them feel that this is wrong. So in that sense, the intellect alone, without some higher taste, without some higher sense of morality, that may not necessarily protect one from the senses. Now for us, as sadhakas, we do have that moral sense. We know certain things are wrong or undesirable. And we also have a higher purpose. So the chances of the intelligence protecting us from the senses is higher. But still, the intelligence alone is not enough. What we need, yatato yapi kaunte purushasya vipaschita indriyani pramukha. Thini haranti prasabham manaha. In 2.60, Krishna says that that even people who are vipaschita, who are discerning, I mean discerning means actually they have intelligence to discern. So even they also are carried away by the senses. So we need not just intelligence, but we need intelligence that is fixed in Krishna. And that intelligence fixed in Krishna will raise us above the senses. So we should not think of the intellectual capacity as necessarily a higher level of consciousness. It is a higher pleasure, intellectual pleasure, but it is not a protector from lower pleasure in that sense. Because quite often the lower pleasure is a forceful bodily drive. So we can see our intellectual capacity as simply a skill for serving Krishna. And it is a valuable skill, and it can give us a lot of even respect in society if we are preaching nicely. But still, see, among the various opulences, beauty, strength, fame, wealth, knowledge, renunciation. This beauty, strength, fame, wealth, these are not very easily thought of as signs of spiritual advancement. Just because somebody is wealthy, we won't think that they are spiritually advanced. But if somebody is learned or somebody is renounced, then it's easy to think that they are spiritually advanced. And that can happen to us also. So we shouldn't think that just because I am an intellectual, so I am higher than sensual. Rather, my intellectuality is a facility that I can use for rising above the sensual level. And to the extent I use the intelligence for a higher purpose and keep it consistently focused on that higher purpose, then I will be able to overcome the senses. So it's not that just because we are intellectual, we will not have battle with the senses. Our battle with the senses may not be as gross as those of at lower levels of consciousness, but still we will also have a battle. So for analytical purposes, we may analyze the pleasure into various levels. But in terms of practical, the intellectual is not a protector from the sensual. We may be intellectual, seeking intellectual pleasure and sensual pleasure also. So it's only when the intellectual is used in the devotional, then we rise above the sensual.